fans of Finney's Wake. This is Bob and Ian and others, and we're doing page 199, but we're going to overlay preceded from about the middle of page 198 and do most of page 200. So it goes like this, and I'll read and wait for Ion's interruptions of exegesis. Here we go. Wait a minute, maybe I should say, oh, this is the famous book 1, chapter 8, the Annalivia Plurabelle chapter. All about ALP, Annalivia Plurabelle.
With the paramedium.
Paramedium. Okay, here we go.
Median. Paramedian.
Okay. And call a spate a spate. Did they never sherry you Ebro at school, you anti-ABCD-arian? It's just...
Wait. Here we go, right out of the chute. This is sorting it out. Did the Ebro and the black and the white, they didn't tell you about this? And then you had the anti-ABCE, the whole Aryan, the whole movement, group of that movement that's there right now. That's pretty exciting.
Where are they right now? Where are they?
That's what's going on right now. That's the Black Lives Matter, the ABC, the EBB, the everybody that's against everything. All those things that they're against.
The alphabet groups. Okay.
Yeah, all of A, B, E, C, E, D, Aryan.
Yeah, it's just the same as if I was to go par exemple now in conservancy's cause out of telekinesis and proxenete you. For
this is good. You got to get it right here. That's saying y'all going to go right back to where you was. You're going right back to segregation. Whites only fountains. Well, they can't have fountains no more because of COVID. But if they had water fountains, it'd be blacks and everything else and then whites over here. I don't know what you do with the yeller people. I don't know. Maybe they don't drink water. Maybe. I don't know. But anyhow, that's exactly what he's saying is you're going to go right back into the hoop, Sal. Now, go ahead.
Out of telekinesis. Out of it. We're going to be run out of it?
Yeah.
Is that because of the new sensitivity?
It's ultra sensitivity. It has nothing to do with color. It's ultra sensitivity of everything. They are offended that you're offended.
All right. Continuing. For Cox's sake, and is that what she is? Bought level, I thought she'd act that low up. Didn't you spot her in her wind dog, wubbing up on an osiery chair? With a music before her long cuneiform letters?
Woo! Lord have mercy, the porn body is back! We're a little beklempt here. Go ahead, Bob, we're getting excited.
Where do you see the porn body?
Rubbing up on the osiery chair, that's self-gratification, and amusing yourself before all of the cuneiform. They show that little cunny, and everybody wants to see it, and they want to look at it, and they see it, and they look like it. And they realize it looks like all the other little cunnies, but some are smell better than others, but that's a given.
Yeah, this is a dialogue between the two ladies. So we were at, with the music before her all cunniform letters, pretending to ribble a reedy dirge on a fiddle. She bogans without a band on? Sure, she can't fit a D with how or abandon. Sure, she can't.
She can't find a dick with bow or abandon. Now there you go. So she might have a tis to suck. Go ahead.
But her friend says, sure she can't. Tis to suck. Well, I never now heard the like of that. Tell me more. Tell me boots. Well, old Humber was as glumming as Grampus, with the tears at his throat and the boo-boos for ages, and neither Bowman nor shot abroad, and Bales Albrand on the crests of Rockies, and there a lamp in kitchen or church and giant holes in Grafton's Causeway, and death cap mushrooms around fungus grave, and the great tribune's barrel all Darnell's ocumule, sitting samber on his set, drammin' and drummin', asking queasy quizzers of his rueful countenance his child linen scarf to encourage his obsequies, where he checked their deaths in that Mormon's Thames, or Mormon's Thames.
Now, okay, now see, this takes you all the way through it, from the sexual stuff into the whole, you get venereal diseases, you go into this regular diseases, and now you've got to wear your mask, you have to wear your mask with the COVID, and now you're coming into the Thames, and see how it's going to go here, going around the world, from the Tribune's Barrow.
Coming into the Thames in London, that's what you just said, right? Be questing in Handsettle, hop, step, and a deep end, with his berths in their tilling moil, his swallower open from swoof to fore, and the snipes of the gutter pecking his crocks. Wind blew the page. And the snipes of the gutter pecking his crocks, hunger striking all alone, and holding doomsaying over himself, dreeing his weird with his... Yes.
See, down there, this is the culture that's supposed to scare you to death. You should already be dead. You better get the vaccine, because we're going to get our dander up. It's going to be coming out of the refrigerator, and you better get it in you right now, or you're going to be doomed. You better know, because we know the weedy wogs is walking, the tits and the buddies is loins, but you better get it, because it's going to be too late. Now, go ahead.
We have dreeing his weird. Dreeing his weird with his dander up, and his fringe combed over his eggs, and droming on loft till the sight of the sterns, after swarthy cows and weedy brooks, and the tits of buddy, and the loit to pest and to peer, was parish worth that mess. You'd think all was dodo belonging to him, how he dermed a drance endurance bale. He had been belching for 7 years, and there she was, Aunt Olivia. She daren't catch a wrinkle of sleep, curling around like a shit of a child, Winda Wanda, a finger thick, in a lap summer skirt and damazon cheeks, for the Isham Bonzer to her dear Dubber Dan, with new freighties and salt from his madges, and an odd time she'd cook him up blooms of fisk and lay to his heart's foot her meadery eggs, yeez, and stainy speakins on tote, and a cup and half so wishy-washy, wishy-washy of Greenland's tay, or a zubgan of cafe maku and sable, or sikayen sukri, or his ale of ferns and truart pewter, and a shinko bread, hamjambo banna, for to place that man hog stay his stomacher till her Pyrenees shrunk to nutmeg graters, while her toggle joints shuck with goit, and as rash as she'd rest while her toggle joints shuck with goit. Oop, I read that twice. For to praise that man hog stay his stomacher till her Pyrenees shrunk to nutmeg graters, while her toggle joints shuck with goit, and as rash as she rests with her peak load of bivers up on her sieve, in brackets, meta wira rage at swales and reeses, in the bracket, my hearty heck, he'd cast them from him with a stour of scorn, as much as to say, you sow and you sows. And if he didn't, maybe that, as much as to say, you sow and sows. You sow and you sows.
Okay. Get a breath. You sound like you're running out of air. Just breathe a little bit. You'll be okay. All right, now that's going through the details of the perils of food. What they're saying that's going to happen next is you're not going to have anything to eat. You're going to be down to your nut. You're going to be down to eating your ground. You're going to be grinding, making a rasp and grating your nutmeg. That's all there's going to be. Are you going to have a little tea, a little sewage tea? You're not going to have anything to eat. You're going to sing a virtual hymn, and you're going to thought you had it good. You just complained about how good you had it, when you could just sit home and get money for nothing and watch the Netflix and not do nothing and all that kind of stuff, till all of a sudden there's nothing to eat, there's nowhere to go, and there's no gas to buy. When you get there, there's no food to buy, and it's a bad day. Get your breath, get a sip of something, so you don't sound like you're on a respirator.
My hearty hecky cast him from him with a stour of scorn, as much as to say, you so and you so's. And if he didn't peg the plateau on her taw, believe you me, she was safe enough. And then she'd ask the Vistula hymn, the heart bowed down, or the rakes of mallow, or Shelley Michelle's La Calumnia e un Vermicelli.
La Calumnia. Yeah, that's Puccini. That's Puccini.
Okay, Shelley Michelle's La Calumnia e un Vermicelli, or a boffy bit of old Joe Robinson. Such a fuffing, a fifing, twould cut you in two. She'd bait the hen that crowed on the terrace of Babel. What harm if she knew how to cockle her mouth? And not a mag out of hum, no more than out of the mangled weight. Is that a faith? That's the fact. Then riding the Ricca and Royal Romance, Inanna, Gabroran Aristocrat Nivia, daughter of sense and art, with sparks peery plicathems funkling her fan, and her frostifying tresses dashed with virvlies. Dashed with fireflies.
Now, you got yourself messed up, because once you get so far down the rabbit hole, the only thing you gotta do is you get to bait the hen that crowed on the turret of Babel. That's where everybody's doing all the talking. And now you gotta go, if you don't get your mouth right, because you can't cockle your mouth, you better get your remag out of home. No more out of the maggle way. That's the all of the completeness. They're asking if that's a religion. They're asking if Dr. Dean is a religion.
And somebody says, that's the fact. It is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Then riding the Vicaroy Romance, Inanna, Gabroran Aristocrat Nivia, daughter of sense and art. Is that still describing Carolyn?
Doctor.
Oh, yeah, doctor of sense and art. That's Carolyn. With sparks peery flickathems funkling her fan, and her frostifying tresses dashed with vireflies, or fireflies, while the prom beauty streaked neath their barisian
Shrieked
neath their bare skins, in a period gown of changeable jade that would robe the wood of two cardinal chairs and crush poor Cullen and smother McCabe. Oh, blazer skate.
Okay. Now, wait. This goes into the specialness of the Royals and then the specialness of the Culligan Diamond, listed even specific. Now you're getting into some of the different, the robe and the crown, and look here, changeable jade. Those are those base minerals that were in the wall. So they're starting to do a bit of segregation here, trying to figure out who's going to be on which side of that very wall of jasper.
Great.
Pretty good, Bob. Pretty good. Yep.
Oh, blazer skate. There's Porpoise Patches, and bombing to him down the feed chute with her effeminately fixed kinds of fondling endings, the pooter rambling off her nose.
Now this is the people in the drug culture that if they don't get on their stuff together, they want the fentanyl patches or the fentanyl, the Femfex, those steps right up into it ain't hydrochloroquine, we'll tell you that. There's a little fentanyl there for everybody, so it's good.
So what is Buggy Barney Wickery Mandy? Hello, Ducky, please don't die. That's in italics.
Mm-hmm. You get one match tip. You get one match tip of fentanyl, and it'll kill you. And so they're saying, hello, Ducky, please don't die.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what she started? I'm going to do it again. Do you know what she started cheeping after with a choky voicey? No. Do you know what she started cheeping after with a choicy voicey like Waterglox or Madame Delba to Romer Rose Wreck? You'll never guess. Tell me. Romero's Wreck. Romeo Wreck.
Romeo Wreck.
Right. Do you know what she started sheeping after with a choicy voicey like Waterglox or Madame Delba to Romeo Resk? You'll never guess. Tell me, tell me. Phoebe, dearest, tell, oh, tell me. And I loved you better nor you knew. And Letty on Hoon Vardaft about the warbly sings from Over Holman. Example in italics. High hell skirt saw ladies hen smoker lily pung pigger. And soy and so on. Well, and so away and so on. And so forth and so forth in a tone sonora. And both are below like Berry Berry in his sandy cloak. So umvelosi as deaf as a yawn, the stult. Go away, poor deep old dearie. You're only teasing. And a live? It's the Reverend Anna Libby Fleurbell. Anna Liv, as chalk as my judge, and didn't she up in Sorgues and go and trot Dune and stand in her dower, puffering her old dudding, and every sherve and silly girl or winsome farmeret walking the pylon roads, Sally Fundily, Derry or Mary, Malucher, Ani or Gra, usin't she make her a simp or sign to slip inside by the Sully port? You don't say.
This is starting when you start really bringing in the dead side of the what we call zombie apocalypse. That level.
Right.
It's the beginning stages of that. So go ahead.
When they talk about the Sully port, inside by the Sully port?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the dead part?
Yeah. Well, that they're all, the yawn, quiet as a yawn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't say, the silly pose. Bedwicks, but I do. Calling them in, one by one. To block Bedham here. Hear the Shubenacadie. And legging a jig or so on the sill to show them how to shake their benders and the dainty how to bring to mind the gladdest garments out of sight and all the way of a maid with a man and making a sort of a crackling noise like two and a penny or half a crown and holding up a silver shiner. Lordy, 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 did she so? Well, of all the ones ever I heard, throwing all the nice little whores in the world at him, to any captured wench you wish of no matter what sex of playful ways to add a Tamar or Lizzie Lassie to hug and have haven in Humpy's apron. End of story.
Yeah,
there.
That's when people start fucking dead people. When you don't care who it is, just bring me another lover.
Okay, let me unmute so people can put their ideas in.
All participants are now unmuted.
Is that open?
Oh, there's Slurpee. Here's Slurpee Sales.
All participants are now unmuted.
Slurpee, Slurpee.
Not unmuting.
Hello.
Ah, there it is.
Slurpee.
It's unmuted. Okay, who would like to say something?
Hey.
Go away, don't address me, just talk. Well, somebody's trying to come through the United Kingdom. Someone else is up an unknown. Why can't we hear anybody? Am I there, Ion?
You have a little bomb. I am in the world.
Okay, talk clearly. Go ahead. What do you say about what you heard?
I followed along on page 199, and there's a lot of sexual references. We got a finger thick in a lap summer skirt, while her toggle joints shook. And then it comes down to, and then she'd ask to visualize a him, and him is spelled H-Y-M-N, which could also be hymen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down to what harm if she knew how to cockle her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes on and on. I was following some of that.
You what?
I was following along and trying to understand what it's about, but very multi-layered, and then...
Did you get a Woody? That's what's important. Did you get a Woody?
Not from the words themselves, but...
Oh, so you're a stimulus. You're a stimulus kind of guy, huh? You gotta be stimulus.
I need a
stimulus
package.
Oh, be careful. That'll put you on some brown chicken, brown cow music if you're not careful.
So what else is this, page about? What did I miss?
Well, the whores are dead. That's what you missed. And this is the zombie apocalypse era after the vaccines go very badly.
Right, so a hymn is like a death chant?
No, not like a death chant. The hymn, is the references of bring me some more, bring me some more, but they were quiet as a yawn.
All right, so it says the rakes of mallow. You could read that as a mall low, like a...
No, that's the river. That's things crossing the river Styx. We did that in the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Right, S-T-Y-X. I know the river. Right, the mallow is the stick.
Bob, somebody's got amp reverb. You gotta cut that out. It's making us crazy. It sounds like a subway train is running. It's like when Madeline used to stand in the median of the interstate highway to do her talking.
Right.
I fixed it. That's so much better.
I think
better.
I got it.
Thank you.
Are you finished?
What?
Go ahead. What?
We did it. We're not going to redo the whole thing again. So what's your observation? You don't really need to have a question.
That's it. I have more questions.
That's very good. That's very good. Do you like the Finnegan's Wake thing, or you think it's stupid?
No, it's one of the better books out there to read. I don't really like other books. I think it's one of the best books to read. I like it.
We're parsing. Most books we don't sit and parse word for word for word for word for word. So this is good practice for Bob, because y'all need to root Bob on, because he's perfect in every way. Just ask him. He'll tell you how perfect he is. Sometimes a little bit of a fagula, but hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? It is what it is. So then you come along, and he has to be good, because he's got to save y'all's asses when he negotiates the land deal, the Louisiana purchase, the land deal for everything outside of the Yamaka continent. So, just saying.
Okay, Matthew, thank you. Let's see. Anybody else have a commentary? Jack, Madeline, Bert?
I have one at the beginning.
Okay.
And call a spade a spade. Did they never sherry, you Ebro at school, you anti-ambexeridarian. And
A-B-E-D. That's the LGBT and the BLM and ABC, all the alphabet things.
That's okay.
The culture that you're in right now, separating the blacks from the whites.
And then on the link that Roy posted, it said a ABCDarian is one that is learning the rudiments of something as the alphabet. I've never heard of that word. It's cool.
Right. Okay, so we get over to page 200. While the prom beauties streaked with their bare skins in a period gown of changeable jade that would robe the wood of two cardinal chairs and crush poor Colin and smother McCabe. What do you say, Ian? What do you catch on this page?
Just that? He did this already.
No, he didn't do this page. Where's Shubenacadie? Yeah, 200. We were down doing previous page. Am I right? Did someone hear him do this page?
200, yes. He went all the way to Humphrey's apron at almost at the end.
I read that.
I read that, but what science commentary?
We did already. We commented.
Oh, okay. Does anybody else have any commentary?
That was the end of Carol and the Doctor.
From
the prom beauties.
Right.
And,
you know, she danced in Shubenacadie. That's in Nova Scotia.
Uh-huh.
Shubenacadie.
Yep. And then it goes, and then now that goes right on into the, to, they crush up the Culligan diamond, and then everything goes into the macabre, the macabre. And now it's all into the fentanyl and the propofol and all these, fentanyl, all these different drug endings with fondling endings.
Is that the italicized part on page 201?
200. Top of 200.
No, okay. It's 200.
Right out of Carolyn, into the dope. Into the dope. And then, please, oh, Ducky, please don't die. That Ducky is the Narcan. Usually the Narcan is supposed to save people. But the way they got it now, your heart just immediately stops beating. So, and that's the drug everybody wants, because it's like somebody dies or something. That's the drug everybody wants.
What's the name of the drug? Best
thing ever. Well, it's fentanyl, actually, but there's others, but they want something so strong it'll kill you and then back it off just a little bit. But if there's somebody dies of a certain batch of a drug, that one will sell out immediately. If it's a certain one, because it'll kill somebody, everybody wants that one. That's the one they want, I guess. They fucking with fentanyl. They ain't afraid of dying, Bob. Literally, a match tip will kill you.
Hmm. Okay, who else has a commentary?
That was fine.
Come on, somebody say something. Roy, go ahead, Roy.
So, I said that all the whores are dead, but the actual text is like throwing all the nice little whores in the world at him. So where is the dead coming in the text?
Quiet as a yawn.
Quiet as a yawn. What page is that on, Ian?
The Rakes of Mallow. The end of 199. It comes down. And they reference it again. The first one is the whore part where they actually got a live one. And then after that it changes and then he just keeps sending me more and more and more and more and more.
Hmm. Anybody else get anything to say? Let's see. Nick. Do you have something to say, Nick? Come on, Jack.
I just wanted to find out from Iron, why does he keep referring to the Cullinan diamond as the Culligan diamond?
Because it's the way they wrote it.
No. C-U-L-L-I-N-A-N. I mean, this is the G.
Oh, it's a southern thing. That's what it actually, the way it's spelled, is what it actually is.
Southern States of America. No, it's not Southern Africa. We don't say Culligan here. There's a Culligan, there's not a Culligan mine. It's the Cullinan mine.
Oh.
After named after the guy who found it.
Oh, yeah, that was that apartheid stuff, right. Yeah, we remember.
So what's that got to do with it?
The same thing of your topical condition.
It's very cheeky, Iron. Bringing in apartheid in the Culligan-Cullinan name. It's not...
Yes, why not? It's a blood diamond, baby. It's all about the fire in the blood.
No, it wasn't a blood diamond either, Iron. You get blood diamonds in Zimbabwe. This was a verified, checkable diamond by the De Beers and... I don't think anybody's died.
The Beers is so cheeky they have to sell their diamonds as MW Airs in the United States. They can't even be in the United States of America, for God's sake. Oh, yeah, Adolf Hitler wasn't that bad. He just had a few questionable characterizations that weren't quietly embraced by everyone. Yeah, but Adolf Hitler was a very good gentleman. He had a fine views for social sobriety.
Well, I just wanted to ask you why you keep referring to the Culligan and you've just cleared it up. I mean, it's a Southern thing. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, who else would like to speak? Did you speak, Roy?
I spoke, Bob.
Okay, Dimitri. Got something to say, Dimitri?
There he is. Hey, Cat Daddy, you've been quiet as a lamb. What's up?
Speak loud and clearly.
Okay.
Don't wake up Crystal.
Is it important to cut out coffee in order for good sales?
No. Why? Coffee's not bad. Just ease up on the tequila in it.
Okay. And
But we're talking about Finnegan's Wake, baby. This is Finnegan's Wake time, so you gotta better do that or Bob will yell at you. We hate it when Bob yells at you.
Come on, Dimitri.
Okay. If I'm stuck in another world, is there any movement to surefire way if I do a bunch of them? For me to get back.
Well, if you just do it once, it's enough. But this has nothing to do with Finnegan's Wake.
Is Finnegan's Wake a representation of another world?
Bob, would you please tell Dimitri that we're doing the Finnegan's Wake class?
Wake
now,
up, Dimitri.
Study now. This is about Finnegan's Wake right now.
Oh, this is about Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah, we do a thing where we talk about the word. Okay, yeah, okay.
Forget it.
Bert will send you some notes, Dimitri. It'll be all right, baby. Go back to sleep.
Great. Beverly, do you have anything to say, Beverly?
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
Roy, did Roy have something more to say?
Sorry, I
Roy already said.
Okay,
what would you like to say? But that's something to say. To say you had nothing to say, that's something to say. What about all them crazy words that they had in the Finnegan's Wake and about the dope and about Dr. Dean saving it and how Remag is the answer and how people are gonna start having relations with dead people. And Nan was so happy because she can open a brothel and make more money and get paid in drops for those people that are dead having relations with live people. Well, they might be dead people too. It might be alright. Maybe I don't know. It's that sort of Damocles kind of thing that kind of happens from here and there. But now this brings up a new meaning to necrophilia. Y'all know that, right?
Well, this all sounds like fun, but I just woke up, and I didn't hear that part.
Oh, that's okay. Really glad you're here, and we're very thankful for you very much.
Oh, I'm thankful for you, too.
And we didn't even holler at you. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I don't think you ever hollered at me. Oh, maybe you
have. We try not to, but see, you're so nice. When we do holler at you, you take it as just a soft correction, so that's nice.
I have other questions, but not about Finnegan's Wake.
Okay. Well, come on Tuesday and we'll play if you want to. You can have a whole show. You've got lots to say. It'll be fun. It's a short check. Although you may have to whoop Bert's ass because he likes his time. You see.
Yeah, I'm usually there, so I'll be there next Tuesday too.
Now, Bert likes to get knotted up, but don't try it unless you're serious, though, darling. Just saying. Don't try it unless you're serious. Now, if you're serious, let it go.
See, like, That's fucked up.
But just saying.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Never sleep with a woman that can whoop your ass, Bert. That's what you need to know.
I've right heard now. You say that before, Ian. I've heard that lesson.
Yeah. Let me tell you what, now. Show you how the milk got in the coconut.
And did James Joyce make a fridge chart with condensed milk in Finnegan's Wake?
No, it was with almond milk.
Almond. Thank you.
One time he had a lactating goat.
And one time he had a lactating goat.
Would it work well with goat's milk?
Oh yeah, goat's milk's great. At least it don't be sloppy though. Clean up real good afterwards.
Mmm, goat's cheese. In the layers between the biscuits.
No, that's if it goes south. The hog head cheese is if it goes south. You gotta watch that, it'll turn on you. They call it pressed meat.
Mm. We'll stick to the milk, goat's milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we may.
Hurrah. Ion, it says lathering hail out of Dennis Florence McCarthy's combis. I know Dennis Florence McCarthy is an Irish poet, but what are his combis?
Oh, the concubines live or dead. This is starting into the necrophilia section of the program.
Oh. It says he's lathering hail out of his So what's the lathering hail in his concubines?
It's nasty. Rurnt semen. Dead people semen ain't nothing to write home about.
That's right. Hmm. Will it be with the zombies walking about like in that sequence in the film Awake? Where they're driving along and suddenly there's a load of naked people in the road and like cattle. They're sort of wandering obliviously about.
That's sort of what they're doing now in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah. They look like they've wandered out of a swingers bar or something.
Well, not even a swingers bar. They sort of fell out of their clothes. It happened.
The naked homeless wandering around the place.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was going to ask what an
Olivia's fishing loo was. Is that a comfortable commode?
Bob can tell you all about that. The Aunt Olivia, that's something that everybody talks about. They're dead wrong on all of it, but we don't care. That's their maturation. They've been doing it for 100 fucking years like they think they know what the hell they're doing, so we'll leave them to their own maturations.
Oh. An iodine feat.
Mm.
What's an iodine foot? Is that
lower
than a grass foot? Or?
No, that is the some of the curatives that come from hypothyroidism. It's made reference to those remedies and poultices.
That back in the day, was it, when they suffered with their feet more and didn't have
everything goes to the poison. the poison, like sheep, the poison goes to your feet.